Well, the debate over passing a new farm bill here in 2013 seemed to be dead in the water when Speaker Boehner said he'd like to have a one-month extension and then bring it back up in January. But now, Jim Weisenmeyer of Informa Economics says, not so fast. We still have a possibility to get this thing done.
Will we ever get a new farm bill? Yes. Other issues, dairy, target prices, permanent legislation, energy, I'm not going to bore you. Always the last stop is a farm bill extension, again, of the 2008 farm bill, but I just don't see that happening this year because you have conservatives in the Senate who are saying, if you offer that, they're going to eliminate, you know, direct payments completely. And Colin Peterson has said he would not vote for any such thing because that's actually a farm bill. So there you have it in one nutshell. It ain't going to happen. So finish the bill.
Meanwhile, one thing that will not get resolved is immigration reform, something that's frustrating the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, Bob Stallman, who said his organization and he personally had made that a big priority. And even though the legislation is stalled out, there is an ounce of optimism for some activity in 2014.
We made good progress in the Senate. And once again, no bill is perfect. The Senate bill isn't perfect, but it provides us, for agriculture, a better environment than what exists today. It looked like we were going to move forward in the House in a different fashion, and we've been working very closely with Chairman Goodlatte of the House Judiciary Committee. And then it looked like everything was kind of put on hold for doing anything this fall. I am encouraged by some of the statements Speaker Boehner has made about ramping up next year and moving individual pieces of legislation possibly that then could be put together into a bill that could be conferenced with the Senate.
Now, the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, among those frustrated that very little agricultural legislation got passed in 2013, and they say they're going to ramp up their efforts to get some movement on some key pieces of legislation in 2014. Executive Director Bob Olson explains what their three top priorities are all about.
The Worder Bill, the Locks and Dams Bill, we call it in Mississippi. The second issue is the Farm Bill. From our perspective, that's very important. We need to get a Farm Bill passed for continuation. The third issue simply is the RFS, which is a renewable fuel standard. It requires ethanol usage in fuel. We're fighting with EPA over that at this stage, and looks like we may be able to prevail, which would require us to keep using ethanol in the fuel.
Well, the new trade week started out rather bumpy for cheddar barrels as they lost 5¾ cents yesterday, dropping back to 177¼ cents per pound, and now at a pretty good discount to the blocks, which are at 187¼ cents per pound. Class 3 prices, December, down 4 to 1905, January, up 4 to 1871 in March. Well, that's up a nickel to 1795. Board of Trade, December corn up 4½ cents to 4.29 a bushel. March tops at 4.38. January beans up 18¼ to 13.43 and 1/4 cent. March tops at 13.26½ cent per bushel. While December wheat's up 1¾ cents at 6.39¾ cents per bushel. Livestock, your slaughter cows, cattle and utilities, 72 to 87. That top still at 94. Most of the slaughter cows, 52 to 71. Replacement bull calves, $1 to 210. Heifer calves, 60 to 145. And the colored beef calves, 175 to $3. Barrels and gilts, 60 to 70. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. Feeder lambs, 145 and down. Market lambs, 163 and down. And that is your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.